We just need an author. If Senator Portantino is available or Assemblymember Gibson, we are ready to go. Members, I do believe we have a quorum present. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk here. Chang?
Here.
Chang here. Durazo? Glazer? McGuire? Pan?
Here.
Pan here.
We have a quorum, so we would really love to have an author.
No. There's food up here. So we get the Skechers and gear.
Yeah, education. Yeah, come up. All right. Sorry. Today's hearing of Senate Education Committee, we have two bills on today's agenda, SB 695 by Senator Portantino and AB 901 by Assemblymember Gibson. We are hearing these rules pursuant to Senate Rule 2910 because they were substantially amended after they were initially heard. Senator Portantino, you may begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. SB 695 requires a local education agency to provide a student parents with a copy of the completed individual education plan and IEP for the 8 most commonly spoke languages in that district within 30 days of being requested. As well, it requires the IEP to be translated by a qualified translator. Think about being a parent who doesn't speak English. You have a special needs child. They get an IEP. It comes to you in English. How do you engage in your child and with the educators? This is a common sense bill, necessary. These are kids that need our help, and this bill will help their families. I have folks who want to say good things, too.
Thank you, Senator Portantino. Those in support, please proceed.
Kurt Child, Disability Rights California. The senator, I think, said it perfectly, how critical this is for families and parents to have both the IEPs and the meetings in their language so that they understand and can make improvements and ensure better outcomes for the children. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness in support.
Christopher Sanchez with Trilo, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. We're proud to be a sponsor.
Thank you very much. Do we have additional witnesses in support?
Seeing and hearing none, is there any opposition to the bill? Bring it back to the committee.
Move the bill.
The bill has been moved. Mr. Vice Chair?
I want to make comments.
Please do.
So I want to thank you for bringing this forward. I've supported a similar measure in the past. Myself, I have two children. One was AP student, one with special needs. And it's tough enough to navigate that process when you're as sophisticated as a consumer as my wife and I. And I can't even conceive doing it if you were an immigrant and English is your second language. So this is not only for the kids, which I agree with, but it's also for the parents. And I think this is, I know it's expensive, but it's something we must do. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Any other questions or comments? The bill has been, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. The bill has been moved by Senator Pan. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 695, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. McGuire? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Thank you.
That bill has enough votes to get out. We will wait for one person to add on. Thank you. Assembly Member Gibson, please come forward. Your timing is perfect. You are here to present AB 901 or to talk to us about it.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. And members, thank you for allowing me to present Assembly Bill 901. Due to the recent amendments, this bill was re-referred to this committee as it was heading to the Senate floor. However, I hope to continue to work with the stakeholders in the interim time to help strengthen and make this bill better and bring it back to you.
Assembly Member, thank you, and I hope that you do work on it because it's a really good bill, and we look forward to hearing it next year.
Likewise, and we will. You have my commitment on that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We do need to. Those in support? Anyone in opposition? Bring it back to the committee. Do we have a motion?
I'll move the bill.
Thank you, Senator Pan.
Thank you, Senator.
We have a motion before us. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 2, AB 901, the motion is that the measure be held in committee pursuant to Senate Rule 2910. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Wilk?
Thank you.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Glazer? McGuire? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Very good. Thank you, Assembly
Thank
Member.
Thank you.
Thank you to our Education Committee. And we are not quite adjourned because we're going to let people add on, but y'all have voted, so you can take off. Thank you very much.
We see McGuire, right? Okay, please. Glazer's right outside the doors. Hey, send Glazer in. Not 3190.
Committee stands adjourned.
I-60, McGuire.
Okay, that bill is out, 6-0.
Item 2, AB 901, the motion is that the measure be held in committee pursuant to Senate Rule 2910, with the chair voting aye, vice chair voting aye, 5-0, Glazer, McGuire.
That bill is out, 5-0. Thank you, everyone. We now are officially adjourned.